Hello and welcome to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Chicklin.
So, Chicklin, do you like taking selfies?
Sometimes when I have like really beautiful makeup on, I just want to keep that moment.
Guys, you should see her makeup now. Her makeup is great today.
Stop making me laugh.
But what is the secret to a really good selfie? Remember, guys, a selfie is a picture you take of yourself.
Oh, right.
That's where we get selfie from.
Yeah, zipai. I think the most flattering, according to this survey, I read it online that they said, the most flattering angle is from your upper left side.
Upper left side. Wow. That's very, very precise. Very, very precise.
Right.
I've heard that different people like to take different kinds of selfies. Mm-hmm. So, girls prefer taking it from higher up, from an upper side.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to do it like a business picture, for example, or you want to kind of look more serious,
professional
mm-hmm. or maybe more kind of manly sometimes, you might do it from the front or even from below.
Oh.
But we know that taking a picture from below is a little bit dangerous.
I know.
Because it can make it look like you have, like, chin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you, like, have really nice jawlines, I think it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. If you have a good jawline, you can take it from below. Anyway, we're going to be talking a lot about photos today, but we're not talking about selfies, and we're not talking about pictures of people. Mm-hmm. We are talking about pictures of food.
Yay.
That's right. Today's article is called Food Stylists Make Tasty Photos Their Bread and Butter. So let's find out a little bit more about this story.
Reading.
Food stylists make tasty photos their bread and butter. Imagine this. You're at a cool new restaurant that everyone is talking about, and you've made your order. When the food arrives, it's amazing, a mix of creative presentation and clever cooking. You pull out your phone and snap a picture. But, huh? The sad-looking photo you took is very different from the delicious meal in front of you. What went wrong? It turns out there's a lot more to photographing food than you might have thought. There's so much more, in fact, that some people have turned it into a full-time job. Food stylists are taking tasty meals and making them appear the way customers see them in their mind's eye. That isn't as simple as it sounds. Take a cheeseburger, for example. The stylist might want to make it tower over the plate like the hearty bite customers are hungry for. To do that, they'll have to support it with anything from sponges to chemical sprays. Although it looks delicious, this is certainly not a bun you want to bite into.
Okay, so today's article again is called Food Stylists Make Tasty Photos Their Bread and Butter. Right, we've got quite a clever title here. It's got a lot of different meanings in it. First, we saw the word tasty, which normally means something which tastes good, something delicious, but it can also mean something that is good-looking or creative. So it's a pun. We're saying something looks good and it tastes good. So it's a tasty picture because it's a picture of tasty food. And it's a good picture. And the other phrase we saw there was bread and butter. And now your bread and butter is your main source of income. It's kind of like sometimes, I think in Chinese you use rice to talk about money sometimes, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I think maybe we do.
Yeah, a little. So in English, because bread is the most normal food that you find in kind of like Western culture, bread and butter is the stuff you live off. So
we also say mianbao.
Oh, mianbao. Okay, so it's your mianbao, basically. So if you make a tasty photo, your bread and butter, the thing you live off, you're saying that you make money off of good photos.
Okay, 所以我们就知道说这边的 bread and butter 就是维持生计的意思哦。所以食物造型师啊，他们就会靠着制造很上相的食物来维持他们的生活。And imagine this, 我们就来看一下那个文章中说了什么。Imagine this, you're at a cool new restaurant that everyone is talking about, and you've made your order.
Sounds very exciting. When the food arrives, it's amazing. A mix of creative presentation and clever cooking. Right, so we saw our first vocab word there, creative, which is an adjective. And when we describe something as creative, we mean that it is made or thought of using a very original way of thinking. In the article, the food has been made in a creative way, which means that it might look very different or it might be very special. It might be like something you've never seen before. Now, we've got an example sentence for creative. This building was designed in a very creative way. It looks like a golden bird's nest, right? We're saying that this building has a creative design because, you know, you don't normally see buildings that look like bird's nest. It has a very unusual look, a very original look. We can also use creative to talk about people who have lots of original ideas. So artists, writers, and musicians are people with jobs that are very creative people normally. But you don't have to be these kind of things to be very creative. Chicklin, do you consider yourself a very creative person?
Well, it depends on what kind of thing we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Maybe when it comes to like writing songs, I think I'm a little creative, but
okay.
We're making up new things for my music. But when it comes to something more serious, mm-hmm. I am not.
Right. We have different strengths. Everyone has different strengths.
好，那么来看一下 creative 这一个单字，它是一个形容词，那它就有创意啊、巧妙的意思。那么大家应该有看过另外它的名词，就是 creativity， 就是创造性的意思哦。譬如说呢 ，too many rules might kill creativity，、
mm-hmm.
就是太多的规则可能就会扼杀了你的创造力。那么我们大家也会觉得它跟 create 这一个动词很像吧，它其实就是它的动词创造。For example, the writer created another best-selling book. 那么如果是创造物 creation, 你就可以说 the battles led to the creation of new kingdoms.、
Mm-hmm, right, they made new kingdoms.、Mm. But that wasn't the only vocab word we saw in this sentence. We also saw presentation.Now, presentation is a noun, and it's the way that something is shown to other people. In restaurants, presentation is very important. Chefs, that's 厨师, don't just want people to think that their food tastes good, they also want people to think it looks good. So that they'll take pictures and want to come back. So presentation is very, very important in the restaurant business. But it's important in other businesses too. We could also talk about presentation in fashion design, like in this example sentence. The designer's presentation on the runway impressed everyone at the fashion show. Here we're saying that the designer's clothes looked very impressive. Everyone thought they looked great. And by the way, the runway in that example sentence is 身展台. So we can also use presentation in other ways too. We can talk about a PowerPoint presentation as well, you know, or a special talk. And Chicklin's going to tell you about that in a little bit. Right, Chicklin?
Right.、Mm-hmm. So 我们来看一下 presentation 这个字。Presentation 呢我们这边当一个课文中呢是一个外观啊呈现方式的意思。那老师刚提到我们可以当摆盘哦，食物的摆盘都可以当 presentation。好，那我们刚刚说到 a presentation can also be a talk, especially given information about something. 大部分就是像我们在大学中啦或者是一个演讲你要报告一个什么我们就可以说 presentation。好，那我们看一个例句。We were running out of time, so we had to cut our presentation short.因为快要没有时间所以必须把 presentation 简短。那么 presentation 这个字它的动词是 present, 就是有呈现啊赠送的意思。For example, the winner was presented with the medal. 那么一样当形容词是 present, 或者是当名词有礼物的意思。那当形容词可以当出席的 or 现在的意思。譬如说 ,8 people were present at the meeting, 代表有八个人在这个会议有出席。或者是呢 ,he is not satisfied with the present situation, 代表现在的情况他并没有很满意哦。Mm-hmm. 那么当礼物的话你可以在前面加上一个event, 譬如说 a wedding present, 一个结婚礼物那么生日礼物就是 birthday present, 那毕业礼物呢就是 graduation present.
Mm-hmm. And going back to that earlier example sentence, 8 people were present at the meeting, we can use present in one other similar way to mean that somebody is mentally there or paying attention.
Right.
So So if I said to Chicklin, you're not very present today, are you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean that, you know, maybe she's not paying attention. Maybe she just like,
kind of like staying, spacing out.
Yes. Yeah. That she's spacing out. She's not paying attention. She's not present. But back to the article. The next sentence is, you pull out your phone and snap a picture. Right. So that's our third vocab word, snap. Now, snap is a verb, and you might remember that we can use snap to mean to break something in half. But if you love taking pictures with your phone, then you'll also often snap pictures. Now, you're not breaking those pictures. What you're doing is literally taking a picture, normally taking a photo, normally in a very quick and casual way. We say snap because the word sounds like the sound that a camera makes when you take a picture. So it's that kind of ch-ch. When the shutter closes, it kind of snaps together. And that's mm-hmm. why we say that we snap a picture. So here's a quick example sentence now for snap. The tourists wandered around Rome snapping pictures of historical monuments. So they were just kind of taking lots of different pictures of lots of different things.
Okay, 我们看一下 snap. Snap 这个字有拍照啊，替谁拍照的意思。那老师刚刚有提到一些意思，有突然折断的意思。但我们其实在也比如说口语上，我们口语上可以把它当成发飙，或者是 like when you lose control, you can say that somebody snaps. 好，那我们先直接看一个句子好了。He snapped the carrot in two, 代表他把萝卜折成了两段。好，那么再看另外一个，你把它当成生气责骂，我们可以造一个句子。Annika was snapping at the child for the broken window. 好，所以可能Annika 为了这个坏掉的窗户呢，就去生气的责骂这个小孩。那么刚刚 snap, 这边都是当动词哦，我们当成名词有快照的意思，或者是很轻松就可以做的事情。那它是一个口语上，我们可以把它当成很轻松能做的事情。那我们造两个句子 ，The first one, Packle took a lot of snaps during his trip. 代表哈 ，he took a lot of pictures。那么第二句 ，Socializing is always a snap for her, and that means socializing is very easy for her.
Right. Or you can sometimes even say that you do something in a snap, which means that you do it very, very quickly.
Quickly, yeah.
So back to the article, and it says, but, huh? Okay, so you've just taken a picture, and huh? The sad-looking photo you took is very different from the delicious meal in front of you. What went wrong? Right, so quickly we saw the word sad-looking, that compound there. And here, we're not saying that the photo is feeling unhappy. Sad can also mean something that is shabby, disappointing, or in poor condition. So the article is saying that you've taken a picture of some nice food, but the picture kind of doesn't look as tasty as you thought. And I think that's all happened to us. You know, we've had an amazing meal, and we want to show our friends, and they look at it, and they say, it's not that great. And that's because we're not great with the camera, isn't it? But we've got another line in the article now. It turns out there's a lot more to photographing food than you might have thought. And I think that's where our grammar point for today comes in, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. 好，我们来看一下哦。那我们先在进入文法练功法，我们先讲一下 it turns out. 这边就是结果为通常暗示出乎意料的结果跟预期的结果有落差，就可以说 it turns out that blah 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 blah. 好，那我们看一下 there's more to A than B. 我们可以注意一下这边有两个点要注意，这个句型呢表示 A 不仅是 B 哦，它还有其他的特质跟因素。那么 A 呢可以是名词、名词片语或者是动名词，那 B 呢可以是名词、名词片语、动名词 or 子句。那么注意哦，这个句型中的 to 是一个介系词 preposition, 所以如果 A 是动词的话就要改成动名词的形态。那么这个句型呢可以搭配一些程度副词，像是 much, even, far, a great deal, or a lot 等字呢来修饰程度跟加强我们的语气。那么来看一下例句。There is more to Bill Gates than his talents and wealth. 所以代表说比尔盖茨所有的他不仅只有天分和财富、代表说呢 Bill Gates 他还有许多公正的特质，可能像是他很热衷公益啊，或努力去改善贫穷人口的生活条件等等，所以不止只有我们看到的这些而已，还有更多。那么回到文章言下之意呢，这个事实证明啊，实物摄影的范畴是远远超过我们过去的想象。
嗯哼。 And we've got another example sentence for that as well, don't we? There is much more, or we could say a lot more, to learning English than memorizing new words and grammatical rules. We could also say, you know, because, like, English is not just about, mm-hmm. you know, memorizing words, is it? It's not just about, you know, learning grammatical patterns.
Right. Uh-huh.
You need to practice it. You need to speak it. You need to live it. You know, make some local friends. It's a challenge I think we all face when we're learning a new language.
Yeah.
So there is much more to learning English than just memorizing new words. And we could also say passing tests.
Mm-hmm.
So our next line in the article is, there's so much more, in fact, so there's so much more than, so much more to preparing food and so much more to photographing food than you might think. There's so much more, in fact, that some people have turned it into a full-time job. And it there, remember, is photographing food. So we've seen the phrase turn something into something. And when we turn A into B, we make one thing become another different thing. So some people are so good at taking pictures that they are able to turn taking pictures into pictures of food into a job. So they make that hobby into their job, or we could also say they make that hobby mm-hmm. their bread and butter. There's our phrase again
right.
from the beginning of the article. Chicklin, have you managed to ever turn something that you really love into a job or something more professional? Have you ever made money from a hobby?
I'm doing it right now.
You are. Well, I mean, I know the answer to that.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can start turn A into mm-hmm. B. Because I love teaching, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way. Okay, so I'm teaching. Okay, so turn A into B, 把 A 变成 B. 那我们看一下例句。The witch turned the prince into a frog by putting a magic spell on him. 所以它就代表说这个巫婆呢把这个王子变成了一个青蛙，因为他干嘛呢 ?Putting a magic spell, 就是一个放了一个魔法在他身上。
Food stylists are taking tasty meals and making them appear the way customers see them in their mind's eye. So, food stylists.
Okay,
stylist. I see it on the line there.
Yeah, stylist 就是一个设计师、造型师。那前面加一个 food, 就是食物的造型师嘛。就像是发型设计师可以说 a hairstylist. Somebody that styles their hair. How, and we also saw the phrase in somebody's mind's eye. And let's learn what it means as we go to our pocket phrase. Go!
Pocket phrase, go!
Hi, I am Dora. 大家好，我就是爱冒险的朵拉。来到都市生活一阵子了，好久没看到我的小猴子 Boots， 也好久没去到丛林探险了。但是呢，我还记得哦 ，In my mind's eye, I can still see the house where I was living. 我那时住的房子哦，仍记忆犹新。In one's mind's eye。不仅是看到了，还是呢心里的眼睛看到，就表示呢你是在记忆里看到，在脑海里看到，不是真的看到，而是在记忆里面哦。In one's mind's eye， 这句你也学起来了吗？
Right, so we can see now that what we're trying to do is make the customers see the photo, the food in the photos, the way that they imagine, the way the cook that wants them to see it. But the article says that isn't as simple as it sounds. Take a cheeseburger, for example. Right, so when we take something for example, we're using this phrase to say that a certain thing or person demonstrates the point that we've just made. So we're saying that the cheeseburger is a good example of why taking pictures of food isn't always simple. Mm-hmm. But why is that?
好，我们来看一下。所以拍食物照片呢，其实没有比想象中容易哦。所以举汉堡为例怎么样呢？
Yeah, we see that the stylists might want to make it tower over the plate like a hearty bite customers are hungry for. Now, tower there is actually a verb. You know tower, a tall building as a noun. But when something towers over someone, over something else, or someone towers over someone else, it is much taller than them, so that it looks like a tower. So, for example, here's an example sentence. Taipei 101 towers over all the other buildings in the city.But we could also use tower, to describe people. We could say that the 2-meter man towered over everyone else at the train station. Or you could talk about a towering stack of pancakes. A stack of pancakes that towered over everything. Yeah, I'm so hungry right now.
Okay, 我们看一下 tower. 那这边很特别，它是当动词哦，高耸的意思。所以可以说 to tower over or above somebody or something. Mm-hmm. For example, Peach towers over her mother, and that means Peach is taller than her mom.
Mm-hmm.
We also saw the adjective hearty, which means large, mm-hmm. especially of food. For instance, we had a hearty breakfast this morning. 代表你早上吃了很多。Or when someone eats a lot, you can say that he or she has a hearty appetite.
Right.
More 有很大的胃口, like me.
Mm-hmm. And it's more of a positive thing. It's not like saying they're greedy. Greedy is more negative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we also saw very quickly the phrase to be hungry for something in there, and that's just that you want to eat something really specific, mm-hmm. you know. You could ask somebody, what are you hungry for? What right. do you want to eat? Mm-hmm. So what's next in our article?
So we know that these photographers, they have to make the food look very tasty, so mm-hmm. Look very appealing to the people, mm-hmm. to the customers. So to do that, they'll have to support it with anything from sponges to chemical sprays.
Oh, okay.
So sponges, like 海绵.
I see. Mm-hmm. So this doesn't sound so tasty. Chemical
no.
sprays. Right, chemical is an adjective, and it can be a noun too, but in this case, it's an adjective.
Mm-hmm.
And we use the adjective chemical before another noun to mean that that thing is related to chemicals. That's 化学, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Man-made substances. So it's not natural.
Mm-hmm.
So we could talk about chemical sprays, like in the article, which is basically saying that it's not a natural spray. It's something that we've made, that man has made. So spray paint that you use for graffiti, mm-hmm. or maybe hairspray as well. Those are both chemical sprays.
Mm-hmm.
We could also talk about chemical weapons as well. And those are weapons that use poisonous or harmful chemicals, and many of these are illegal for everyone, even governments, to use. So our example sentence for chemical is, the farmer used a chemical substance to protect his crops from pests.
How say chemical 是化学的化学制品的意思，那也可以当名词哦。譬如说 many chemicals have a damaging effect on the environment、
mm-hmm.
那么一样 chemistry 是它的名词，有当化学或者是男女之间的来电。 For example, they tried dating but there was no chemistry between them.
I see. And we also saw the word spray, which is a noun. A spray is basically a kind of mist that we spread over something. So you just heard about hairspray, that's 喷发胶, which you put in your hair to make it stick in place and not move. You could also say that you spray your hair with hairspray, because it can be both a noun and a verb. So our example sentence for spray is, the hairdresser used a spray to wet the customer's hair before she cut it.
好哦，那我们看一下 spray 这个单字是喷雾的意思，那么可以当动词哦，就是喷。譬如说 ，I like to spray myself with perfume every morning. 我每天早上呢很喜欢喷香水。Mm-hmm. 所以我们知道，为了拍出很好看的照片，这些食品设计师就要用海绵啊，或者是化学喷雾来辅助他们。
Mm-hmm. And we could also say spritz as well. That's another similar verb we can use, like spray,、
mm-hmm.
which is just kind of like a little spray. You know,、
mm-hmm.
you spritz yourself with perfume, or you might spritz the room.、Mm-hmm.With a smell to make it smell nice、
mm-hmm.
So it's a nice sounding word, spritz、
mm-hmm.
Okay, last line of the article, although it looks delicious, this is certainly not a bun you want to bite into.
Not if you want to get sick、
mm-hmm. Not if you want to get sick, exactly. It's covered in chemical sprays, it's got sponges, it's got pins in it. This is not tasty. It looks good on the picture, but it's not actually that、mm-hmm. good to eat. Okay, that's all the time we have for in our day one article, but we do have a for you chat question coming up, so stick around.
For you chat.
Okay, so our for you chat question for today is this. What skills do you think might be important for a good food photographer? Discuss with a classmate. Right, well, Chicklin, you're my classmate for today. So what skills do you think are important?
Well, I think a good food photographer or any photographer, this person has to have very strong sense of aesthetics. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have to know what looks
right,
good.
The way things should look.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It doesn't have a rule, but, you know, some people, they're better in arts, so they know what
right.
looks better.
Mm-hmm. And also maybe an understanding of maybe light and angles. You know, you need to know
yeah.
how to light something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, yeah, light, aesthetic, angles. We talked a bit about angles at the mm-hmm. beginning of the episode. There's more to taking good pictures, which you guys can discuss now, but that's all the time we have for today. So, for English for You, I'm Seb.
I'm Chickley.
And we'll catch you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Food stylists make tasty photos their bread and butter. Imagine this. You're at a cool new restaurant that everyone is talking about, and you've made your order. When the food arrives, it's amazing. A mix of creative presentation and clever cooking. You pull out your phone and snap a picture. But, huh? The sad-looking photo you took is very different from the delicious meal in front of you. What went wrong? It turns out there's a lot more to photographing food than you might have thought. There's so much more, in fact, that some people have turned it into a full-time job. Food stylists are taking tasty meals and making them appear the way customers see them in their mind's eye. That isn't as simple as it sounds. Take a cheeseburger, for example. The stylist might want to make it tower over the plate like the hearty bite customers are hungry for. To do that, they'll have to support it with anything from sponges to chemical sprays. Although it looks delicious, this is certainly not a bun you want to bite into.
Vocabulary review.
Creative. Elsa is a creative writer. She always thinks of really interesting stories. Presentation. For Marie, presentation is an important part of good cooking, and so all her dishes look like works of art. Snap. Rachel snapped a picture of the meal she made so she could post it online. Tower. Jonathan is the tallest boy in school. He towers over some of the smaller children. Chemical. The farmer put a chemical liquid on his crops to stop bugs from eating them. Spray. The artist used a spray on his finished painting to protect it from future damage.
智慧小补帖。
Stylist. Hearty. Sponge.